ICE. The best seat on a nice train is 13 or 17. Well, that's if it's the new rolling stock and the train's going forward and the driver hasn't opaqued the glass. Seats 13 and 17 sit behind the driver's cab. You see the cab, the driver and the track ahead. I took seat 13 yesterday by good luck. The driver played host and it was wonderful. I've ridden at the front of Docklands driverless trains as they dive into tunnels under Fenchurch Street Station. It feels like diving into a Thunderbird set. Of course, the Thunderbird's trains were monorails, whooshing through bright, white, bendy concrete tunnels. There was no longing stretch of monorail for a boy to see those wonderful racing fantasy trains stretch away. I knew real futuristic rail tunnels would have no bends. I knew the Thunderbird's track was short to keep the set in budget. Real tunnels would be straight for the comfort of futuristic train passengers. Until I dove into that Docklands train. Well, sat in the driver's seat. There it was, the unreal, bright white concrete tunnel, and it was bendy. Bendy, bendy, bloody bendy. The youthful me also watched early music videos shot in SNCF drivers' cabs and sped up on the BBC's old grey whistle test. Videos so good they're copied even today. And now I've experienced that fantasy video too. The rhythm of wire-supporting pillars whooshing silently past. Old trains racing too on the other track. Slowing down for stations to shake and vanish. Deutsche Bahn even ran my train 40 minutes late, so I rushed into the setting sun. Ah, but reality is useless at imitating fantasy. It does so insist on details. No fantasy train driver will keep muttering Scheiß und 50% Traktion. No fantasy driver leaving a station would light up a fag and make a phone call. Reality has all those dusty details that fantasy just doesn't want, like talking to signalmen.
This poem was written and performed by Dylan Harris. There's more at dylanharris.org.